From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line. Live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, look, if you need building materials, go to the experts. That's Rivers Builder Supply, serving East Texas and West Louisiana. They're on Highway 191, about a mile south of Zawali. They've been there for many years. They have products acclimated to this area. That's Rivers Builder Supply, open Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Also featuring Stanley and DeWalt Tools. Want to catch a movie? At Parkway Cinema today, Bob Marley, One Love is playing, Madam Webb, Lisa Frankenstein, and others. And today is special price day. Any movie, any time, any age, only $6. That's Parkway Cinema. Stop by. Tomorrow, live from the Capitol, State Representative Jack McFarland will be with us. We'll be updating you on the special session going on now at the Capitol. Today with us, Dr. Drake Owens at Northwestern State University. Dr. Owens, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted.
Good to have you with us this morning. And got some good, interesting, and successful recruiting going on at Northwestern. Bring me up to date on it.
Sure. Appreciate the opportunity to talk this morning, and we got our enrollment numbers in for the 14th class day for spring of 24. We're a little over 8,000 students, 8,035, and as we review these numbers, we see that our freshman retention rates are on the rise. Our fall to spring retention was 87.8%. We also see that first-time applicants for this fall are fall of 24. We attribute the increase in retention and first-time applicants to a better understanding and support for our students, but also some exciting things we have going on marketing the institution. We've had some effective academic initiatives with our FLAME program, Dean and Mentor Network, and individualized student development plans. All this assists in making sure the students are prepared and retained from semester to semester. And the first-time applicant increase, so we've had a lot of successful marketing strategies, just increasing our visibility in the region and targeting students, talking to them about opportunities for workforce development. We've also seen the results of a grant we've talked about on this show a couple of times, the generosity of Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation and our healthcare partners. We're now starting to see the fruits of that, with those monies going to help students to continue their education, and also the marketing of the exciting projects we have going on with capital outlay. We've got a historic $65.1 million for capital outlay projects last year, building a brand new state-of-the-art academic building and renovating Warrington Hall in Shreveport for our College of Nursing and Allied Health. So all of this we feel like, and the gearing of programs toward the workforce has helped us retain students, but also recruit new ones.
It kind of looks like you're doing what other universities are not quite as successful in doing, and that is getting new students and retaining students. So, I mean, this didn't just happen. What are you doing to do this?
Yeah, so this is something that's been in the works for some time. A lot of it has to do with strategies that we put in place and, you know, grants that we secured a couple of years ago that you now see are resulting in support of the students. So we've had a lot of exciting news that we've put out in the last couple of years, but when you really see that money go to work, you start to see the increases in your retention and ultimately the increases in overall enrollment if we keep our retention rates up year to year.
Okay, so we're getting close to the end of February, and before we know it, we're going to be having graduation services at high schools. What's the message for any senior that is contemplating maybe going to a university, hasn't made that decision yet? How can Northwestern help them and assist them in making that choice?
I would encourage them to take a look at our academic offerings, take a look at programs that we have that can get them ready for the workforce right out of college. You know, I encourage them to talk to our recruiters about what they're interested in doing for a living and how Northwestern can prepare them. And we'd love to share with them the numbers on the level of support we have for our students. It's really a personal touch here at Northwestern. Not only do we have faculty and staff ready to help them along through their academic journey, we also have a lot of scholarship dollars available through some success we've had with the NSU Foundation. So I'd encourage them to take a look at the opportunity for workforce, encourage them to take a look at the opportunity for support, but also the financial aid that we have available for all of our students.
Okay, so if a family, just quite frankly, doesn't have the financial means to put a student through college, there's help there?
Absolutely. The family does not have to have the financial means to put a student through college. If that student is eligible for our scholarships, and a lot of the students in our regions are, then that kind of support combined with financial aid, if they're eligible for the TOPS program, that can put together a package that is affordable for a family on any budget.
Talk to me about the NSU Foundation. They secured over $7.2 million in donations. Is that a very large amount, or is that normal? Or tell me, bring me up to date on it.
Yeah, so we had a record fundraising year in 2023, over $7.2 million. That's up from a little over $5 million in 2022, so an increase of $2.2 million. That marks the third straight year in a row that the NSU Foundation, through the hard work of the development staff, has gone out and secured funds to the institution. And, you know, that plays into another metric that we've seen really increase, and that's the performance of our endowment. So as we're out raising funds, we're also building our endowment. But the endowment is really measured by our performance in the market. And Northwestern endowment, NSU Foundation endowment, outperformed all of our peers in 2023. We had a 9.9% return for fiscal year ending 23. This was around the same time you saw larger institutions bragging on outperforming the Ivy League with earnings of 6.4%. Then, you know, later on, we got the numbers for the end of the calendar year 2023. Our endowment returned over 16% and grew by over 8%. And this was accomplished at the same time that institutions in Louisiana as a whole were lagging behind the national average, which was 7.7%. So the NSU Foundation was able to grow the endowment by 8%, outperforming the peers in the area. And that's just another example of some success we've had. But I'd also remind everyone of how much we now have available for scholarships to support funds through the growth of the endowment.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Drake Owens, Northwestern State University. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on is Bass Heating and Cooling. Hometown friendly service, you get it every day for Bass Heating and Cooling. You can call them at 318-554-9884. You can check them out on Facebook or go to their website at bassheatingandcooling.com. When you call, mention you heard it on the radio, you get an additional 10% discount on your next service call, Bass Heating and Cooling. Back in a moment.
This is Jesus Bravo from Waukeen, Texas. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in accounting. Accounting is a stable and rewarding career path that provides opportunities for growth. If you have an interest in accounting or finance, consider NSU as the next step in your educational journey. I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. And as always, Forkham Demons.
We love George Strait for more than his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why we love him, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler has a huge selection of styles a cowboy can be comfortable wearing anywhere. So head to Nichols in Manny, Leesville, Coushatta, or Winfield and try the George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Four decades we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Hey, don't forget, with spring here, you got sporting things coming up, you got anniversaries, you got weddings, you got a need to go to Nichols. Nichols is in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manning. Been there 100-plus years, providing exactly what your family needs for any special occasion. See them today. Dr. Drake Owens, our guest this morning, and Dr. Owens spent some time in Washington, D.C., and I assume got some good food, had a lot of fun, but also made some good contacts. Bring me up to date on your D.C. visit.
We did. We were up in Washington for the annual Washington Mardi Gras event, which has become, you know, more and more of an opportunity for us to network with people from the state, but, you know, specifically politicians and our congressional delegation. We had a number of meetings with U.S. Speaker of House Mike Johnson, talked to him about NSU's impact on Northwest Louisiana, supporting over 7,000 jobs in the region with an annual economic impact of over $500 million. We had meetings with, you know, key figures, Senator Kennedy, Senator Cassidy, Representative Troy Carter, and all those conversations were focused on the bipartisan infrastructure bill and its impact on Natchitoches, you know, specifically for funding for roads, bridges, high-speed internet, community improvements. A notable project we talked about is the South Jefferson Extension. That'll connect the Highway 1 bypass through Northwestern's campus to Jefferson Street and on the Front Street in Natchitoches, and provide additional safety exit and transportation. And another piece of that is NSU's collaboration with the city of Natchitoches on the Campus Edge program. We've secured some federal funds for this and are looking to partner with the city to get some additional resources. We've had success in the last couple of years from these meetings. We talked on the show about the $2 million for the Title III Elevate U grant, $2 million for the Entrepreneurial Innovation Center. These are all results of meetings in D.C., and we just can't, you know, thank our legislative and congressional delegation enough for the support they've provided.
We've been talking for 3 or 4 years now about high-speed internet, and in the rural areas, it's just not happening. I know there's a lot of money out there and things, but high-speed internet is extremely slow to put into operation. So how much does this affect students that are online trying to take courses at Northwestern? High-speed internet improvement help a lot in that regard or not?
It has a direct effect on students. You know, the further you get out from the primary areas and you get into the rural areas and out of the country, it's just less and less access to high-speed internet. And when you do, it's difficult to get a good connection. And that's part of the conversations we've had with these individuals is we've got to get that support in. There has been so much talk about it the last few years. I think it's a matter of continuing to push the issue and show how it affects the citizens of Louisiana, specifically these students, who are the future of our workforce.
Are we really looking at high-speed internet from satellites? Are we still looking at trying to for the fiber optics, and it looks to me like the fiber optics is too long, too slow, too expensive. Am I wrong?
I think they're considering a number of options from our conversation that comes up, that the money, you know, even though there's a lot of funds available at the federal level, the money's just not there for that type of infrastructure. So maybe, to me, it sounds like a combination of the two and what would make the most cost sense in a particular area.
Academic success, we're seeing quite a bit of it in the School of STEM. Bring me up to date.
The School of STEM at Northwestern, Science, Technology, Engineering, Mathematics, after we combine those areas, we're starting to see some success there. And our veterinary technology program, they achieved a 100% pass rate on the Vet Tech National Exam. We're seeing increased participation in experiential learning events for prospective STEM students. We're also seeing a lot of good things going on in our School of Creative and Performing Arts. Kappa has always been a major highlight at NSU, and we've had some recent additions to the program, the BFA in dance, BFA in production and design, and BFA in musical theater. When we take a look at the other end in academics with nursing, we know that as our strong suit at Northwestern, and we just graduated our inaugural VNP, Doctor of Nursing Practice cohort. 16 of 17 passed on the state boards on the first try. We also got good results on our NCLEX exams, impressive pass rates from summer of 23, 99%, spring of 23, 98%. So we're very happy about what we're seeing. You know, not only are we seeing increases in nursing, but we're also preparing students to go out, take the exams, and get going in the workforce. And also in education, we're ranked top five for practice passage. And we had some increases in enrollment in our EDD program and also introduced a new degree in sports and recreation management. So, again, just very proud of what we've been able to do to prepare students to take those exams and get started.
We're visiting with Dr. Drake Owens this morning. And, you know, Drake, baseball season just started. And the idea is every time you step up the plate, you hit a home run. And it appears to me that Dr. Marcus Jones hit a home run when he hired the new football coach, because everything I've heard about him from the players, from the community, from the business, is this is a first-rate hire. Everybody likes him. They hope he's successful, but they realize it's going to take a little while to put this program back together. So are you hearing the same comments, or are you hearing things different?
Oh, I'm hearing the same thing. There's a lot of excitement around Coach McCorkle, and I'm glad to hear, you know, and people say that they understand it takes some time to build a program the right way. I know Coach McCorkle is focused on the student athlete first, the student piece of it, making sure that the students are prepared and that the APR rate is maintained at a high level. And, you know, with that, comes discipline, and when you teach discipline in the academic arena, that translates to the field, and a disciplined, you know, program group of students is able to perform better on the field. So I feel like he's really starting with the fundamentals, and he's building a reputation for that program, and he seems to be garnering a lot of respect from our alumni base.
Dr. Drake Owens, our guest this morning. Northwestern State University School of Social Science and Applied Programs hosted students from schools and surrounding parishes for the 58th Annual Region 4 Social Studies Fair, February the 3rd. Students exhibited almost 70 individual and group projects in a wide variety of fields. Northwestern State University, excellence in education, waiting on you. Pay a visit today.
See the difference at Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Services for the entire family. Eye exams for glasses and contacts with a great selection of eyewear. They specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of eye diseases and offer various eye surgeries when needed. With 14 locations, there is a center near you. Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, your total eye care team. Visit the website, laeyeandlaser.com, or call 318-487-2020.
You have heard it said, one size does not fit all. This is really true in hearing loss. Dr. Karen Mills at Hearing Solutions in Hemphill and Jasper can help guide you through the process of selecting the right solution, the best price, and provide ongoing care to maintain optimal hearing health. To receive the best service and best price, call Hearing Solutions in Hemphill 409-787-3389 at 815 Worth Street. In Jasper, call 409-384-2385 at 1305 South Main Street.
On the first cow here, who's got
Red River Livestock Auction Barn is located in Armstead, Louisiana, near Coushatta. Sale every Wednesday. It starts at 11:30 a.m. For information, call the sale barn 318-932-5691. You can do business with people you know and trust. Chuck Garrett, 318-347-3492. Tyler Richardson for hauling, 318-663-8663. Also, Daryl Anthony for hauling in Sabine Parish, 318-452-8359. Red River Livestock. A business you can know and trust.
If you've lived on Toledo Bend your whole life or just passing through, you've got to go to Curtis Grocery, where new owners Amy and Richard Johnson and the rest of the gang embody their motto, a little better every day. Dine in, take out, gas up, or stock up on snacks, supplies, shiners, adult beverages, and much more. Catch the love. Located at 8301 Highway 473 in Toro. Call 318-565-4674.
That's right, you heard us. We want to go to Curtis Grocery,
the best part of Toledo Bend country. Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Flooring Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Flooring Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
And welcome back. Don't forget, Louisiana Eye and Laser Center has got locations close to you. In fact, they got 14 total. And that includes Winfield, Leesville, and Alexandria. You, for routine eye exams or very involved surgery, they do it all. Call them at 318-487-2020, or you can go to laeyeandlaser.com. Also offices in Natchitoches. The Mike McConathy Show is coming up in about 8 minutes, 9 minutes from right now. The Mike McConathy Show, Coach's Show, coming up in about 8 minutes. Dr. Drake Owens, our guest. Let's talk about student support and engagement, and specifically campus safety, which is a big issue now. Drake?
Yes, sir. We've talked a lot about, you know, everything that's going on in academics, you know, but a big part of campus life is the students having a level of support, but also activities to engage in. With our student support services, our accessibility and disability support accommodated over 263 students and administered 521 exams last fall. Our NSU food pantry assisted 85 students with over 1,000 complimentary meals that were distributed. Our TRIO student support services group had a successful first-generation college student week. We were joined by Board of Regents Commissioner Dr. Kim Hunter-Reed for that. Campus achievements beyond academics, 218 events were hosted by recognized student organizations with over 2,000 student participants. Over 131,000 estimated attendees at different programs at the student union this past semester. We've got a number of students involved in community service, contributing thousands of hours to service learning and impacting the community through various projects. And we've had some career fairs lately as well. We had over 70 employers and 300 students participate in our spring career fair. And also the members of our president's leadership program were able to go to France and showcase some global reach for Northwestern. There's a lot of activities and support programs going on. And one of the most important things you mentioned is making sure our students are safe. We just launched an app called Campus Shield, and that was introduced as a part of campus safety technology for smartphones. It's a free mobile app. It enables users to effortlessly relay tips to campus safety officers, complete with a map, alerts from authorities. Anytime emergencies come up, users can report suspicious activities, voiced concern for safety, secure transportation if needed, and access other campus resources. And all of that, students can download that free from either the App Store or Google Play. And that is now available to them, and working through our police department to stay on top of that and monitor it 24/7.
Got some upcoming events.
So, Literary Rally this Friday, February 24th on campus. Career Fair, February 27th, and Job Fair on March 7th. NSU recruiting events in various areas. Visit nsula.edu. The Flavor Louisiana Seafood Extravaganza, tickets on sale now. That event is March 15th, and we'll also be hosting NSU alumni chapter gatherings all over the state. A full schedule of events can be accessed at northwesternstatealumni.com.
Now, one of the great things about the Seafood Extravaganza, it's always great to be able to give to Northwestern. It's even greater when you give, and then you have a lot of fun and get something back. So, for the ticket, tell me about the events that night.
Yeah, so tickets are on sale for $85 for individuals, $135 for couples. Sponsorships are available at various levels, which would include a seating for guests. We're going to be featuring over 20 chefs in the local area and region who are going to be preparing a number of seafood dishes. All of the seafood is donated by the Louisiana Seafood Board. Lieutenant Governor Nungesser will be there, and there'll be music, dancing, other entertainment, and a lot of good food and good times to come and enjoy. So we encourage everyone to take a look at that. All of the money goes to support student scholarships and top priorities at NSU.
Wow. You guys have been busy the last month.
We have. We've tried to stay. Yeah.
Drake, thanks so much for sharing your time with us. Look forward to visiting next month.
All right, thank you so much.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me when I watched you go. Her words touched me like a well-known memory of how we used to walk hand in hand. I pray someday she will forget me, 'cause where I'm going won't take me where I've been. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever know. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me when I watched you go. I wish there was some way I could tell her life don't always deal us a winning hand. Usually what we want ain't what we're given, so grab hold of that and doesn't know I'll never hold you. My fate ain't part of her plan.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid. It's brought to you by Bowles Welding and Tractor.
LS Tractor, what's it about for you? It's about getting a solid tractor and making my money go further. It's about a deep